Let's go to Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hello, CCO.
Yeah, you could call me Mishki.
Okay, Mishki, or is it Miss Mishki? Nonetheless, this is I was a former infantryman from 1982 for the U.S. Army. This is not quite a joke, because I'm not joking, but as far as homosexuality goes, that if approved, that it's apparent that non-homosexuals can't flush out them Afghanistan guys and such, that maybe it takes homosexuals to flush them out because they're geared to go more than heterosexuals. And I am kidding, but some of our best fighting soldiers are homosexual, and maybe it takes them to be pissed off more at Bin Laden for beating up their women than homosexuals that don't beat up their women, you know. So,
Frank, how much time have you been given this topic of late?
Well, it's just because it's been alive for about a couple weeks.
Yeah, but I mean, on a given day, how much time are you giving it in terms of real scholarly efforts?
Well, it's a true fact that some of our best soldiers don't have women. This is totally ridiculous what I'm saying, but you know, it's amazing that the fact that people who don't like women are more out to go after people who don't like women, and maybe we can finish this up quicker than, you know, if homosexuals had started this war, maybe this might have been done a couple years ago.
And I want to address what you're saying, but let me know when you get to a part of it that's not ridiculous. Which part isn't? Which part do you mean wholeheartedly?
The fact that the people who Mr. Mishki, that's a very good question because I didn't think it through, but
Now, you told me earlier you've been thinking about this quite a bit over the last couple of weeks.
Well, actually, it haven't actually hit me tonight after the Gophers won the basketball game tonight, Dad, because homosexuality is it's alive and well and very well in that some of our best soldiers in prison, some of our best soldiers in prison are homosexual, that if we had totally homosexual forces going after Afghanistan, we might take care of it in a couple of days. That's just a thought. I don't mean it because I don't know. Let me tell you this real fast. That my thing on it is as far as homosexuals in the military, they're probably the best combat soldiers because they really can cover your ass. And that's just factual, you know. Why you say,
Frank?
Yeah.
Is it possible, and I'm serious here, as opposed to a lot of the ridiculous things you've been saying, and I only say they're ridiculous because you said they were.
Yeah.
Is it possible that you're dealing with some latent feelings in this area that you're running from?
Well, no. Well, of course not. Because in order to win a war or wars or anything, you need your best soldiers, and that's a fact.
Frank, what were you doing during the game? You say a lot of this came to you during the basketball game.
Like I said, this happened a couple of weeks ago because this has been very...
Actually, you said you just thought about it tonight.
Yes, I did, but this has been very natural for 50 years, 40 years and 50 weeks or whatever, but...
Frank, answer me seriously, and I'm only saying this because I have an intuitive sense. Do you live with Mom?
No, sir.
Okay. You're on your own?
Yes, sir.
And you have an apartment, do you?
Yes, I do.
And what do you do to pass the time during the day?
Can I tell you what? I'm a recipient of Social Security disability benefits.
Okay.
Which ain't much.
Right.
Because I'm a victim of stalk by someone who was a erratomaniac son of a gun.
And the disability is a mental one, correct?
I found that out, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that initially, but yeah.
You initially thought it was your legs, and then they told you later, head north, camper.
No, because I've never been a camper. I was infantry, but I've never camped. But no, I'm just trying to interject that it's too bad that homosexual people are not allowed to be in combat because they're probably the best soldiers we might have. Because
did you at any time during your years in the service meet someone who was gay and
I don't know that because I was in from 79 to 82 so I don't know it was never exposed.
So how did you determine that they're our best soldiers? I thought maybe you might have seen them up close, so to speak. I mean, I was wondering whether or not you have some experience watching them in combat and saying, by golly, those guys top a lot of our straight soldiers.
Well, again, I was in peacetime. I was post-Vietnam, so I have no experience of what they are capable. Anybody's capable of, not they, what anybody's capable of. But, I'm guessing that they're all for defending our country. So power to them. That's kind of what I'm boiling it down to.
Do you have any hobbies?
Yes, I do.
Well, what do you do?
Well, since Herb Carneal died, I'm kind of lost a little bit. But, I follow the Twins, and I'm a very capable American citizen.
So your hobbies are what again?
You didn't hear what I just said?
Well, since Herb died, you've been lost.
Just temporarily. I'm trying to put a book together about domestic abuse and baseball and military, and I'm not able to because I don't have money to progress. But I'm just saying that.
Don't say it again. Okay. I tell you, the money I was thinking of raising tonight for Scotty to get his computer fixed, I'm thinking of shifting your way to get that book put out.
Okay. It's a good book.
What do you think the title's going to be, tying those three things together?
I have a title. Actually, I have a title.
I'd love to hear it.
It is. Again, it's not put together. It's a thank you very much, Mitski, for having me, because I didn't know I was allowed, you know, the time limit. My title is a here we go. It's it could be if it ever goes book. It's a battery up. That's the domestic abuse part of it. And then the second part is an autobiography about me. And then the third part is take me out to the old ball game because I played softball and fastest softball in the 3 years I was in the military there. And
what part covers the...
Pardon me? Okay.
I'm trying to... It's domestic abuse, the military, and baseball?
Yeah, baseball, softball.
But so the book's going to cover those three topics?
Yes. That's... Yeah.
And the name is Battery Up. Yeah.
Batter Up. And then an autobiography about me. And then a short story of take me out to the old bald game because, well, as in, you know, anybody in the military had short hair. But I got to play for the 1982 Men's Fastest Softball Champions of U.S. Army Europe, and which was my third year. I was in Germany. They had me there for 16 months, and it was fun.
When you were visiting with your recruiter initially, was there any sense at all that you wouldn't qualify for military service?
Well, actually, on my the test I took, I was not good in electronics because they had, like, I believe they had, like, six or seven different tests. One was electronics. I was not good at that at all.
Yeah, following the Vietnam War, the military was at a low point when it comes to recruiting. They couldn't get anybody to join. I remember because about the time you were joining, I was I was getting out of high school, and not only getting out of high school, but I had gone to a military school and
out of Minnesota, I hope.
Yeah, and a lot of the guys who were heading off to the service then, well, they weren't. That was the nadir. We just were not putting together the best force then.
No, we weren't. But who at any time who was? Because
things got a lot better. It became very popular after Reagan became president.
Yes,
but there was a downtime there with Carter post Vietnam when people said there's got to be a better way to spend your days.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I was, but actually, I lucked out to the two units I was in at Fort Riley, Kansas, and in Germany. I'm very happy to be proud of the fact that I was part of two of the better units, or the better units that could have been associated with. Because
do you ever look back on your time in the service and say, as I'm saying right now, thank God we weren't at war at that time?
That's extremely lucky. There's no question.
For us,
anybody
would
say that.
Yeah. Well, interesting.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed our time together.
Can I throw this in real quick? In the time I was in, or those of us who were in at the time in 1981.
91 now?
Pardon?
Did you say 91?
No, 81. I was in 79, 82.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Those of us who were in at the time, we lucked out that we got to serve under three presidents in 11 weeks because of Jimmy Carter's last day, and then President Reagan was sworn in, and then Haig was president for a day. So those who were in that time, we got to serve under three presidents in 11 weeks. So that's kind of fun, too.
Yeah. You realize, of course, Haig was not president.
He was. No, I saw a documentary. It was on History Channel. Yeah. He was actually president for a day. But it might have been only 15 hours, but nonetheless.
No, it was only in his mind, Frank.
Well,
he was not actually president.
Then you're telling me something else.
He didn't fully understand the order of succession.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Miss.
One last thing. In the Army, what was your greatest skill? Often there's a specialty.
I was an armor personnel carrier driver.
Huh?
And I was also considered, when I filled out my tax form, I was a rifleman. So, it was a good time.
Huh?
And I met a lot of, it turns out I met a lot of very good people. And I'd serve with them at any time, anywhere. For the 100 or 200, 500 people I met during the time I was in.
Attaboy. All right, Frank, you take care of yourself now.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Frank. We'll be back. News Radio 830 WCCO.